USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news. Another Democrat jumps into the race for the White House, this time former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. He makes an announcement this morning in an online video.
And with a determination to build a better, more sustainable, more inclusive American dream for the next generation, I am today announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
President Trump says he did, quote, not watch 1 minute of the first public impeachment hearings yesterday, as Trump says his priority was hosting the Turkish president at the White House. The president calling the impeachment inquiry a hoax, saying it should not be allowed to happen. Justin Verlander winning the award for best pitcher in the American League, getting the Cy Young trophy. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
A new report says climate change is going to have lifelong health impacts on kids unless major changes are made right away. The report from the UN and dozens of academic agencies claim that a child born today could live in a world with an average temperature over 7 degrees warmer by their 71st birthday. Now, that research is warning that rising temperatures will cause shrinking harvests that threaten food security, driving up food prices, and that kids will be threatened by infectious disease and increasingly poor air quality. Garth Brooks is being named the CMA Entertainer of the Year. It's the seventh time he's won the award.
To all the entertainers out here, let's dedicate this to the band and crews that get our on the stage, down that road, and those people that show up to let us be entertainers. God love you. I love you, Trisha Yearwood.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says, don't expect interest rates to change again anytime soon. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Jerome Powell testified before Congress on Wednesday morning and said interest rates are likely to stay on hold until there's a material deterioration in the U.S. economy.
We see the current stance of monetary policy as likely to remain appropriate as long as incoming information about the economy remains broadly consistent with our outlook of moderate growth, a strong labor market, and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective.
The Fed has cut interest rates already 3 times this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If more people worked from home, would that help with high rent in big cities? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has one CEO that wants to find out.
A CEO in California is offering Bay Area residents $10,000 to work remotely in a bid to help workers deal with crippling housing costs in cities by allowing them to stay at home and work. Main Street CEO Doug Lobo believes this strategy will be a great incentive to new employees.
It's designed to get your attention and bring attention to our mission of, you know, developing jobs and opportunities in places other than dense urban areas.
Lobo hopes this incentive will allow people to stay in their hometown but still do the job they want, and he hopes it will benefit rural towns in the process.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.